This podcast is sponsored by nonprofit Professional Performance 360 magazine.
Hi, this is Paul Lemberg, and I want to welcome you to Orchestrating Success with Hugh Ballew. This podcast is all about ways to redefine leadership as a pathway to increasing your business or nonprofit income. Now, here's Hugh with today's session.
Here we are, podcast 91. It's Hugh Ballew. Orchestrating success, converting passion to profit. This depends on us stepping up our game, being better leaders, doing things in a more focused manner, without losing sight of the big picture, without losing sight on observing what's really happening in the culture, in our lives, in our business, in our charity. It's important to focus on profit in all of its forms. Podcast 90 was defining some different paradigms for framing profit. Now, I'm going to frame paradigm for balance. Balance doesn't mean equal by any stretch of the imagination from my standpoint. We're talking about balance. I say we're talking because I would always want response, comments, some discussion about the principles that I'm raising. If you go to Hugh Ballew Podcast, it takes you to the page listing all my podcasts. You can pick this one, number 91, and comment. Please do. So let's focus on my thoughts for today. Balancing life's critical aspects. Here's a really meaningful quote from me as a musical conductor from Charles Kettering. I have reframed it into neutral language. It was originally in male-dominant language. The opportunities of leaders are limited only by our imagination, but so few have imagination that there are 10,000 fiddlers to one composer. How about that? And from Mother Teresa, life is a promise. Fulfill it. In previous posts, I have encouraged you to plan your day by planning your work. In order to accomplish the most, it is important to put things into logical order. However, do not get so focused on the order of your day that you don't notice the big experiences that come into your life. Some of these are unscheduled, unplanned, unexpected. There's two words in the Greek for time that I know about. Chronos, which is chronological order, sequential time, things that happen chronologically in a sequence. And kairos, it's the right time, the opportune time, those times that seemingly come out of the blue. So understanding both, I get so focused on the chronological that I sometimes miss those kairos moments that are so important in my life. Let's talk about the paradigm from these two perspectives and how we gain balance from this. Imagine that a good friend has come to visit you. Your friend says that he or she would like to fix you a gourmet meal, but before preparing the dinner, a trip to the grocery store is in order. So, you get in the car and go to the store. Once you arrive at the store, you go to the produce area and get a bell pepper. Next, you go to the dairy section for some heavy cream. Then you realize that there are some additional vegetables that are needed. So, you go back to the produce area at the far side of the store. Next, you remember that you need orange juice for the next morning. The next item is beef for dinner. These are totally new sections of the store. Finally, you go to the center of the store and get rice and spices. In this process, you have visited every section of the store multiple times. Since there was no order to your shopping, you have spent far much time, far too much time, and far too much energy shopping for the necessary items. If you had only taken a few minutes to make a list and group the items by sections in the store, you could have saved a lot of time, a lot of frustration, and maybe done a better job. Does this remind you of an unorganized day at work? Do you know people who live like this every day and plan each workday this way? How much more effective could we all be if we just spend a small amount of time planning the schedule and grouping similar activities, or even sequencing activities? A small investment in planning nets big results in effectiveness. This is an example of chronos, chronological time, planning activities in sequence in chronological order. It's very important. Saves us time, saves us energy, saves us money, saves us in frustration. However, period, comma, dot, 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 you can focus so much on being efficient. I can, in my use of time and other resources, that I'm not aware that God brings opportunities into the day. This reminds me of an old saying about a person in the church. He or she is so heavenly minded that he or she is no earthly good. This means an idealistic view of life sometimes interferes with those spontaneous kairos moments. God brings us unmerited favor with opportunities and options that we least expect, and sometimes when we least expect them. It's important to be open to these. These are surprises in life. Sometimes I know I'm so busy with what I feel is God's work that I'm not aware of God's working in my life. I offered a podcast in this series. It was way early on, in the low numbers, and it's my encounter with a shoeshine salesman of all people. And the shoeshine salesman helped alert me to guiding principles in my life. Are those guiding principles that I follow? Are those guiding principles that shape the work in my life? Are those guiding principles that shape the decisions in my life? Well, that was a kairos moment. That was a moment that if I had not been paying attention, I would completely have missed out on the lessons that I got from the shoeshine salesman. So pay attention to what's in front of you. I know when I think back over some of the opportunities that I've missed, I wonder, where was your brain, Hugh? Where was your brain? Where were you paying attention? Have you really been thinking about what's in front of you? Have you been paying attention? Or have you really been so focused on what you thought was going to happen that you've missed the opportunity that's really passed you by? Now, as I'm recording this, I'm looking at the previous podcast, and I don't find the shoeshine salesman. So guess what the next podcast, number 92, is going to be? It's going to be Lessons Learned from the Shoeshine Salesman. This is Hugh Ballou, encouraging you to be efficient with the use of your time, but also be attentive to those kairos moments that descend upon us that aren't expected, aren't anticipated, but they will make a huge difference in your day and your life. and your work. This episode is sponsored by Nonprofit Performance Magazine, a publication of Center Vision Leadership Foundation. It is the best, most essential, most relevant leadership lessons for leaders anywhere. It's focused on the nonprofit sector. I do believe that good leadership is good leadership. To find out more, go to nonprofitperformance.org, nonprofitperformance.org. Four times a year, four different themes, really good articles that will change your life. Nonprofitperformance.org is where you'll find it. Sign up so you don't miss an episode. You don't miss an issue. You don't miss a moment. Sometimes those articles also appear in the Nonprofit Exchange podcast. So you can look for the Nonprofit Exchange, thenonprofitexchange.org. So go to nonprofitperformance.org or thenonprofitexchange.org to get insights from wonderful leaders that have come by my radar, and I was lucky enough to have been paying attention. This is Hugh Ballew, hoping this is helpful, thinking of how to reframe balance in life, and what does balance mean? I'll see you on the next podcast. Thank you.
Thanks for listening today to the Orchestrating Success podcast. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes to stay focused on ways to redefine leadership and increase your profit.